Hello, you lovely listeners. You are listening to Hyde FM. This is Black Static with DJ Midlife Crisis. I made it here. DJ Eden is on the way. We are delighted to share with you a lot of music from Michigan. We are celebrating various scenes from around the globe that started in the 1980s. We have decided this time to start with some modern stuff. You just heard Prostitute, and Proto Martyr is next. And then we'll kind of dive into some stuff that influenced it. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the show. Talk to you later. We'll be right back.
Texas.
Thank you for listening, everybody. You are listening to Black Static on none other than Hyde FM. You just heard I'm Glad I'm Not a Girl by the Meat Men. Oh, what an opinion. And before that was 3800 Tigers by Proto-Martyr. We are focusing on Michigan today. Whenever we kind of lock in on a particular scene, I love to kind of notice some common threads with the storytelling. I've noticed a lot of these songs definitely have kind of a narrative quality. Like, there's some storytelling elements, and there's also this kind of desire to talk about the darker side of things that are actually going on, which definitely was a useful tool in the 80s. You're about to hear Negative Approach, which is a very, very influential hardcore band. We're also going to hear a Negative Approach cover from one of my favorite bands of all time, Converge. But enjoy. There's a little bit of nasty stuff in there, but you know, that's life. That's how it is.
You just won't face the facts. What will you say? That you're having fun. When you had your second thoughts, why didn't you make it run? Die down on a fucking age. Die down.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a lovely evening, a lovely sunny evening if you're in San Francisco, which is quite rare, and we love it. This is DJ Midlife Crisis on Hyde FM. You are listening to Black Static, and today we are celebrating Michigan and a lot of like the Michigan hardcore scene back in the 80s, and then it kind of evolved into all that fun post-hardcore stuff that me and Emily or DJ Eden love. You just heard Everything I Want by Laughing Hyenas, which was fronted by, I believe, the same frontman as Negative Approach, who you heard earlier. They're considered one of the pioneers of noise rock. You can definitely hear a little bit of like a Sonic Youth, Dinosaur Jr. moment. And then up next is Cannonball by Dogleg. This might be my favorite track of the night, but you know, they're all great. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
That was Converge covering Negative Approaches, Whatever I Do. This is Hyde FM. You are listening to DJ Midlife Crisis play lots of music from Michigan. Okay, except for that track, technically. But the band that wrote the song is from Michigan. I mostly wanted to give Converge a shout out because they have been having an amazing year and they're having their second album of the year come out in, I believe, a week or so. Definitely, definitely check it out. Love them so much. Up next is I Can't Breathe by Cold as Life, another 80s Michigan band. They were known for having exceptionally chaotic and sometimes dangerous shows. Actually, the frontman was killed, unfortunately. So may he rest in peace. This album came out posthumously. It's got some very, very cool stuff on it. I do recommend it. It is also called I Can't Breathe, like the song title. And yeah, enjoy. We've got a few more for you. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Black Static on Hyde FM. This is DJ Midlife Crisis, and guess who's here?
DJ Eden on the mic. I am here despite my lateness, but so ready to get fucking hardcore with y'all today.
I am overwhelmed with joy and energy right now.
And completely we hope you rejuvenated. Are too.
You just heard the Arms song Purity Drag. I think it's from their first release, I believe. Again, they're a Michigan project, just like almost all of the songs we have today. I originally only listened to them because they collaborated with Chris Penny, who is the original drummer for Dillinger Escape Plan, one of my favorite bands. Also, he is currently in a band with the old frontman of Dillinger called The Black Queen. Check them out. They are on tour. They are releasing new music. I love them so much. You'll never know what'll happen in that department. So, you know, full of surprises.
Layers on layers. It's vaguely incestuous. But next up, we have Sad Prayers for Guilty Bodies by La Dispute. This is the moodiest, emoist of all time. I don't care what anyone says. I love his voice. I heard this band play at the Vera Project in Seattle in like 2019, and he opened with the moodiest of like open spoken word poetry, and halfway through he was overcome with emotion and he started crying and he apologized to the audience and we all showered him with affection and love. And I can't wait for all of you to listen to this next track, so stay tuned. Bye, y'all.
Let's go. Hands on my throat, and I can't breathe, but I can smell the clothes. Cigarette on his breath. Where was your God? Where were your guns? Where was my gun? God, and where were your guns?
realizing that we're alone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a lovely evening. This is Black Static on Hyde FM. I am DJ Midlife Crisis.
And I am DJ Eden. You have been listening to the woes and ramblings of Midwest hardcore and emo. It is sprawling. It feels a little drunken. It's a little cheesy.
Yeah, you know, we've got to keep ourselves entertained. I feel like the last track, or I think it was a couple tracks ago, Prophet of Doom by Blight, which is an 80s song that I think was definitely like kind of a precursor to a lot of Midwest emo, including our beloved Law Dispute. The next song you're about to hear, Democracy Spawns Bad Taste by The Crucifix, also follows in that vein. We've got like some spoken word samples and whatnot. I'm into it.
Absolutely. Next up, we have some Negative Approach, some Blight. We might make it to the Armed Well-Made Play. It's a good time. Yeah. Stay tuned. Stay locked. Thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll see you all next month.
Have a good night.
Keep it heavy.
Well, I'm kind of astounded at the number of allegations they're making, in light of my knowledge of their history, at least here locally. Though at the same time, this particular group seems to make a project out of being controversial, of making antagonistic statements, particularly with regard to police and public authorities, and that sort of an approach has evoked a hostile response from people who have an opposing point of view.
because you're such a fucking bore. You know, some kids are assholes. School's screwing us all to be fucking fools. Free for the government to stop me. Those big robots as a bite. We try to see our ground. Put a gun on my back and I'll do what you say, but I'll burn down your house if I get away. Throw me a jail, I'll spit in your face, cause anarchy's gonna take a fucking place. Being an American.
Fuck off!
Being an American.
Go to war!
Be God for innocent. Or kill yourself.
It's up to them to handle it in a businesslike manner. However, if there's something degrading or we feel is going to injure the reputation of the building or the business people, then we have the right not to approve.
Get done walking through the fence!
there transfixed. He would go that way forever, and I would stay here staring downward, and I did. Body at the rest stop, buried in the woods beneath the garbage and leaves, workers clearing overgrowth. Saw hidden in the brush just beyond the line of the trees, jawbone and teeth, winter into spring on Fulton Street. And cities grow weeds, and cities grow. Cities keep secrets in the trees, in the shadow of a pyramid. And cities grow weeds, and cities grow by the river and the covered bridge. All cities grow weeds, and I know. All the memories your dreams retrieve. Pick a dress out for the funeral. Hold a vigil in a field, release lanterns at night. And I saw on the shoulder of the interstate. When I followed your eyes, 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 buried in the woods beneath. saw signs on the shoulder of the interstate. When I followed your eyes and I saw lights fading every monument in the passage of time. If I could just try, could I banish all the pain in you? Give you everything you need. If I hid rose quartz underneath the mattress, would it help you nights when you're struggling to sleep? When you're struggling to sleep. Will I ever be half what I can be? Can I ever be half what I can be? If you needed me to be anything, could I even be half of what you need? Will I ever be me? If I could take hands to shake you, would you want me to? If it shook you out of grief, if I gave chase, summers when you tunneled into nothingness, would it bring you some release? If I saw signs on the shoulder of the interstate, when I followed where your eyes went, I saw nights spent after midnight in a eulogy that you